I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Andrea Gunning, and this is Betrayal. Bonus Episode 3, Parole. This is a conversation Jen and I recorded on Thursday, July 28th.
I wanted us to get on a call because, like, as of, I think, about an hour ago, Spencer was released from prison.
Yeah. It's crazy because there were moments during all of this where he was going to get parole. And then a year ago, he got his parole revoked after the victim wrote a letter to the parole board. And then they granted him parole and he was supposed to get out in June. And then they denied him transitional housing. And now all of a sudden, he is out.
And so how much time did he actually do behind bars?
He got charged on 6 counts of sexual assault of a student. He was sentenced for each of those counts to 20 years, but only to serve 5 of those years in prison. And he was serving all 6 counts at the same time, concurrently. And he got out in 4 years and 1 month. It feels like a long time ago that the police came and arrested him from our house. And now he's walking out of those prison walls.
It's almost like a lifetime ago.
I'm a different person now. I've just gone through a lot and I think I'm stronger for it.
Oh, there's no question. I mean, we've talked a lot about the person you were when that happened in 2018 and the person that you are now, and you're still Jen, but there's been so much more to your foundation and strength that you've accumulated over the last 4 years. But when did you find out?
So it's weird. I thought the state was going to give me 72 hours notice before he got out. Instead, Rachel called me last week and said I got a message that he was getting out. So that's how I found out. I think she knew how important it was to me to know as well. So it's one of those things where whoever had gotten the information first would have called the other. She and I stay in touch. We support each other.
How was she doing with the news? Was it tough?
Yeah, I think it's tough for her right now. She's still feeling nervousness, fear, and, you know, just the unknown. You know, when someone who has sexually assaulted you gets out of prison, I can imagine makes it feel more real. I saw her for ice cream a few days later.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, we had a really nice time. We made each other laugh. We supported one another. You know, it just helps to know you're not alone out there.
Do you ever mentally dress rehearse running into him and what you would potentially say?
Oh, yeah. It's my Charlotte moment from Sex and the City when she runs into Mr. Big. You know, you've been playing that in your head. When I think about seeing him face to face, that's when I get scared. And I don't know what I would say anymore because I am different now, or I see it differently. I may be able to have a conversation with him, but it's going to come from a different place now. I don't know what that is yet, but it'll probably happen one day, and I'll figure it out before then.
Yeah.
You know, what do you say, or what do you ask someone that has spent almost his entire life lying and manipulating?
Yeah.
Gosh, whoever picked him up and is allowing him to live in their home, I pray keeps their eyes open for the safety of other people, physically and mentally and emotionally.
Yeah.
There's still going to be people in his life that love him and care for him. I just hope now they're equipped with all the information so that they can hold him accountable for getting help, because this issue that he has is not something that can just go away in 6 months. This is going to take, from what I understand, intensive therapy and work to, I don't know if you ever overcome it, just, what do you call it? Live a normal life?
I always go back to November of 2019 and I think about what that gem would be like. If we hadn't gone through everything, if you hadn't put in the work, we hadn't gone through this process, that Jen may still be here today, but she is not.
Nope.
And I just know how much people have been impacted. I see emails of people who are getting out of relationships or trying to fix their toxic work environment just because they've heard you and are empowered. You've empowered people. And I'm just so proud of you. You have no idea.
Oh. Thank you, friend.
If you'd like to reach out to the Betrayal team, email us at betrayalpod@gmail.com. That's betrayalpod@gmail.com.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.